Hi there, folks. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. Hello and welcome. Welcome back to this audio series. Website design quick tips is part of our internet business training quick tips series, and we're up to number 9. Tell me, did you listen to the last one, number 8? Yes, well, I'll apologize for that. I've had a break now since I recorded that, and I do that when I'm recording these audios. Often I'll just hit the mic for a day or two and go through them. But it's also good to know, no matter how long you've been doing this, stuff still happens and mistakes can sometimes still be made. Yes? All right, let's get straight into this one. In previous audios, I've spoken about the the silly mistakes that are so easy to make. And these are just really laziness, things that we overlook when it comes to website design. These now are what I call the unbelievably stupid mistakes. This is just, it's heartbreaking when I see these things, and I see them all the time, as I'm sure you have over the years that you've been online as well. Firstly and foremost is your contact form and just it not working. Have you ever had that happen where you've gone to a website and you've wanted to, contact someone at that particular site, and for whatever reason, when you went, you spent all the time and effort to fill out the contact form and you press submit and bomb, the silly thing doesn't work. I mean, man, that is just so frustrating that you can't contact someone when you want to. It's a simple, stupid mistake that's so easy to fix. You should bookmark into your calendar at least every month to go and check the contact forms on your website. The same goes with your order links. If they don't work, broken links happen on websites. Broken links to order pages and click here to download and click here to buy should never happen. And a classic example of how this can happen, and this isn't just with the order links, but recently I had one of my customers from MaximumSuccessUniversity.com email me and say, Paul, just want to let you know that the image on this particular program is not showing up. I'm just getting, the big blank box with a little red X in the corner. I thought, well, that's strange. That shouldn't be happening. I wonder why it is. So I went and had a look, and then I checked up the source file, and I realized that About a week earlier, I had updated the images and changed some of the cover graphics for my e-covers, and I'd given them different names. Simple thing. But see, I hot-linked from one website to another, so I made the updates on the website that I was doing it for, but forgot that I had other websites that were also accessing the same image. Simple mistake. Just stupid, really. So particularly when it comes to order pages and your order links, please make sure that they work along with your download links. These things should never happen. Another one, I guess, is a similar point, is for you to go, and I want you to go and check this today, that you have contact information on your web page. Now, if you're running a professional business and you want people, potential customers, to be able to get in touch with you if they've got problems, you want to make it easy for them. So not just a contact form, but how about a phone number? I mean, is it so hard that you don't have a phone number? You can turn the thing down. I often have used a message bank service, and I have one now. I live in America, I live in Australia, but I have a message bank service in the U.S., where the majority of my customers are in North America, USA, Canada, and then a great percentage here from Australia, and then also, of course, in Europe. But I have my Australian number for Australian people on my Australian website. And then I have my US message bank service number for my US, and they leave a message, and that gets emailed to me, and then I can listen to that and return the phone call if need be. It's, it's such a simple thing. If you're expecting to do some kind of work for someone, and perhaps you wouldn't need that just for the kind of website where you want them to click, buy, and download. I understand that. But if you're engaged in some kind of offline processes, designing, manufacturing, some kind of service, you want people to be able to get in touch with you. Another one as well, this is similar to the broken links for your order pages, but how much is broken links across the entire website? This is simple stuff that can be fixed so easily. Now, if you're using a WordPress blog, it's very likely, and you can get a plugin which will just, you know, redirect them for you. But as your website grows over time, keep an eye out for these things. There are many free link checkers online. And the same thing goes for orphaned pages. An orphaned page is a web page which was on your website. Well, it is still on your website, just nothing links to it anymore, and therefore it eventually gets lost. I want to keep an eye out for these things. As a final thought, unbelievably stupid is browser incompatibility. Your website should be able to be viewed on, all the major browsers, whether it's Firefox or Internet Explorer or Chrome or whatever. I don't know, there's probably about half a dozen major browsers commonly in use these days. When I do some new work, I'll jump onto Facebook and I will ask my Facebook people to go and have a look. Please tell me how it looks in your browser, and I get feedback to make changes. By the same token, now as mobile technologies are becoming more popular, we should also be looking at getting people to check out our websites for mobile technologies. And once again, with your blogs, which I'll be talking about more in the next audio, it's very, very easy to get a plugin that will, basically generate a mobile-friendly website through the blogs. So they're the unbelievably stupid mistakes that some people make. I hope you wrote those down and you'll go and check your own website today to make sure that none of those apply to you. Okay, this is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing off. I'll talk to you again shortly. Bye-bye.